The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 13-3 overall and 3-1 in the Big Ten. Michigan plays Northwestern and Iowa this week. Coach Beilein, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, good morning to all. It still continues the busy 13 days in our life here, where seems like we always have a 2-day prep for Northwestern. And after a great day yesterday, where I get so much respect for the Wisconsin team and their program and their coaching staff and how they do things the right way, and for us to get a win over them in front of a huge crowd, and Rudy Tomjanovich, Phil Hubbard, and Cassie Russell, among other former players, was a great day. But it's time to move on now, because we have a unique challenge again, as you do in this league, with Northwestern coming up here just in 2 days.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Michael Rothstein with ESPN.com.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. When you mentioned having Wisconsin and Northwestern back-to-back, is that almost, with the short prep, an easier thing, considering neither one exactly plays at a really fast pace?
You know, the Wisconsin deals so much with concepts, and that while the pace is different, is different than the Indiana pace. Yes, go from one to the other. But I don't think there's any easier prep at any time during the year, because what people don't do sometimes, it may be harder to guard because they're dealing conceptually on things. And so I'm not really sure. I just know every prep in this league is really a challenge. And Northwestern is no different, despite who we play before them or after them.
And just one thing, I know Horford was going in for an MRI today. Has that happened yet?
Yeah, no, it has not happened yet.
Okay.
It's just an exam. It's just a X-ray today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Aaron Brenner with Quad City Times.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just calling from Iowa, and obviously the Hawkeys are seeing the rebuilding pay off here in the last couple of weeks. From your perspective, what is it like building a program back to a good level? And was there any one point during your time in Michigan when you saw things turn a corner?
I think we had a couple of times that were big, and then but the league, it's not – here's the thing that I keep telling myself. It's not like the teams – and there's been 5 or 6 teams that have been perennial at the top of this league since I've been here and before I was here. And when you have a landmark – not a landmark wing, but just sort of a moment that you think may be a tipping point where you – okay, you made it. The other teams don't back off and say, okay, let's let Michigan or Iowa get in here now, because we had a great win over Duke and UCLA my second year here. And it's the same thing. You'll have great wins, and you got to just keep pressing on, because handling success is sometimes tougher than handling the adversity of growing the program. So we've had those, and maybe some of our biggest moments have been our biggest losses, that we got better from them as well. So you got to take the good and the bad and try and grow both ways.
And then just a follow-up to that, echoing a question earlier to Izzo, did you see Devin Marble a lot when he was in high school, and what kind of...
Well, one thing that I really liked about Devin was his birthday, that he was so young, and that we were in a choice of Devin Marble or Tim Hardaway. And we made a choice with Tim. Obviously, we wouldn't have gone wrong with Devin. Devin's a tremendous player, and, you know, his dad went there. And at that time, Lavelle Jordan, who's on my staff, and Todd Lickblyer did a great job of recruiting him to Iowa, and right from out from underneath us. But we had already made a commitment both ways to Tim Hardaway at the time. So I think we both won. Iowa and Michigan both won in that selection.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, could you just talk a little bit about the play of Trey Burke, you know, doing great things across the board, filling the stat sheet as a freshman?
Yeah, it is a very unique situation. I say it's atypical that for a young man to come in and feel so comfortable running his team, playing with confidence and poise. I think the teammates he has on this team, however, they really like him. Novak has told me several times, I love playing with Trey Burke, and it is that helps a great deal when your number one leader loves his point guard. And so as a result, he's been accepted very well, but you have to show it in the weight room, on the court, in the classroom, the whole thing to gain that acceptance. And Trey's done a great job of doing that.
Thanks, Coach. We have time for one more question.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, that looks like it's all this morning.
Thank you very much. All right, have a good week. Bye.
Thanks, Coach.